Regular viewers of this segment have flooded The Daily Show with mail requesting more soothing words from Dallas evangelist Jonathan Bell.
Well, poor you.
Brother Jonathan is, of course, the former Canadian hairdresser who was called to speak the gospel as he sees it because we live in times when no one seems to listen.
People don't even read their Bible, for heaven's sakes. They go to church on Sunday and they think they're just doing God a big favor. And they put $2 in the offering plate and they think everything's just cool. Well, you're nuts, my friend. You're totally lost it if you believe that.
But strange things have been happening in Jonathan's life as the agents of the devil himself have been sent to his apartment.
You know, this guy comes to my house. He's a Satanist from one of the Satanist churches here where they sacrifice babies and melt those babies into candles, their skin, and that's supposed to give them more demonic power. And these Satanists came to my house, 5 of them, and threatened my life.
But the Satanists don't stop there. They've apparently begun a campaign to strip this gentle man of all his worldly possessions.
I read the Bible 5 to 6 to 7, 8 hours a day. Every time I got a chance, my Bible tape's on in the car. Actually, I don't even have a car right now. My car got stolen 4 weeks ago. And the Dallas police hardly do nothing to help me. It's even hard to get my insurance money for my car. So anyway, I'm busting it around.
I'm John Bloom, and this is God Stuff.
Don't laugh at me, you idiot. You got the nerve to laugh at me, sitting there on your couch, fat, eating your Doritos.
Nice production values, Reverend. Hey, we're happy to report that even though the former hairdresser has served time for 3 counts of child molestation, including filing the buttocks of minors, he is now free. Godspeed, Jonathan Bell. Godspeed.